Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, we're joined now by the new head coach of the Pella Christian Boys basketball program, Marv Van Wyk. Marv, thanks for joining us. And last week we got to know you a little bit better. This week we're getting to know the team a little bit better. And let's just start with how excited you are to kick off your first year here as the head coach of the Pella Christian Boys basketball program.
Well, thanks for coming in, Tyler. I appreciate it. So we started practice on Monday, and we have 13 varsity players, and practice has been going really well to start with. Kids are working really hard. We kind of set the expectations right from the start on what we expected, and they're doing a great job of meeting those expectations just by the effort they're giving. And obviously there's a lot to learn, but they're giving great effort, and that's what we're looking for off from the start.
That's great to hear. And one thing that I always find interesting with talking to new coaches, especially those who have been around the program, is, you know, just that transition period, right, from assistant coach to head coach. And I know you've been around the program for a long time, and you've seen how the head coaches operate and stuff like that. What's that been like, just making that transition from assistant coach to the head coach, even though you haven't gone through games, and just kind of be more of the in-charge voice in practices, if you will?
Sure. Honestly, I don't see it as that much of a transition, at least for me personally. I was the JV coach here for 25 or more years. And so at that time, you know, I ran my own team. And so it's not like I'm not used to running practice and managing a team. So that part's not new. The kids aren't new. Our assistants are the same. Coach Branderhorst and Coach Vanderlinden and Coach Fancher are at varsity practices helping out. So I don't really feel like it's a big transition, because the kids all know us and we all know them. And so we're just moving forward in that way.
That's a great perspective on that. And you mentioned having the same assistant coaches. How big is that just for the program in its totality here, when, you know, one coach maybe leaves or something like that? It can maybe make the program feel a little bit different, right? But this year, it's all the same coaches, like you said, with maybe some coaches jumping on. But for the most part, everyone is still intact here and helping these kids develop into not only great basketball players, but individuals that are, you know, residing here in our community.
Right. So with the assistants we have with Coach Vanderlinden, he's our freshman coach, so he's known all these kids and worked with these kids since they were freshmen. And Coach Branderhorst is our JV coach, and so he's taken them to that next level and gotten to know them. So the assistants know them very well, and Coach Fancher helps with the freshmen as well. And so they all know these kids probably better than I do, even though I know them as they've gone through the system as well. It's just great to have that connection with our coaching staff and down to the kids, that we're all on the same page and we all understand what the expectations are.
That's good to know. And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian Boys basketball team, Marv Van Wyk. And one thing that's going to be new this year for a lot of people is a lot of new faces on this team. Graduating a group of 8 seniors last year, you look at this on paper, and I know that the expectations for yourself don't change. You expect to be able to be competitive every night, but it's going to look a little bit different because of just new faces on the court. And that's going to start with some guys who will step into some bigger roles this year that have been a part of the varsity squad the last couple of years, with 3 seniors in Deacon Branderhorst, Landon Fransman, and Cooper Sprung.
Yep. So we have 7 seniors this year, with those 3 plus Rob Schurer, Wyatt Snyder, Ethan Van Arendonk, and Josiah Vink. And all those guys are just, they're great teammates to each other. Like you said, they lack a little varsity experience, but they're all good basketball players. And so I'm not worried about the competitive side of it, because those guys do a great job of being leaders as seniors. And they lead by example. You know, there's a couple of them that can be kind of vocal, but it's just a really good group that leads by example, really cares about each other, really cares about the rest of the team, and it's not just about the seniors. So I really appreciate those guys.
Very cool. And I was going to jump into the other age groups before I jumped into this, but because you just kind of alluded to it there at the end, I want to move this question in here before we jump into those other groups, and that's the leadership aspect of this. Because when you lose a group of eight seniors who had the level of success that they had over the course of their time, you know, that's one thing that people might look at is like, who are those leaders going to be this upcoming season? You alluded to those seven seniors and then the way that they are leading. And I know it's still early on in the practice stages, but how helpful has that been to have a big group of seniors that have taken on that leadership by the way that they practice and the way that they are vocal in practices as well with a group that is going to be a little bit newer to the varsity level?
Right. So the seniors, they know me a little better, and so, like I said, they've done a great job of just mostly leading by example, or little things they'll say, like, you know, make sure we're hustling on it, on our drill, or make sure we're doing things the right way. And so they're kind of those leaders on the floor. But the juniors and the rest of the group have done a great job of just doing what they're supposed to do as well. I mean, so I look at it, I don't really look at it like only our seniors are leaders. I look at it like everybody on the team is accountable to do their part. So I really feel like it's more of a team aspect on the leadership side of things.
Absolutely. That's a great way to look at it and a great way for everyone to get involved in that. And we mentioned those juniors. There's going to be a group of juniors who I know got a lot of experience at the junior varsity level last year, and some guys that even get some time in some varsity games as well, depending on certain situations. I know Gilbert Flagel is one of those guys as well. And from what I've heard, there's been some big strides made by that junior class coming into this season.
Right. So our juniors are Gilbert, Devin Runner, Ben Van Weingarten, Caleb Volk, and Garrett Wheeler. And all those guys have just done a phenomenal job of just giving great effort and fitting into everything we do. And if they're learning new things, they've done a great job of absorbing that. And just it's been pretty seamless with those guys.
And one thing that's a little bit unique, I feel like, I mean, you don't necessarily see it throughout the Little Hawkeye Conference too much, is too many freshmen that are on the varsity level. I know we've got one freshman that's going to be a member of the varsity squad this year with Trey Steinkamp. And, you know, you just look at what he brings to the table with this group. What's kind of the feeling you've got from him here early in practice and what he'll be able to add to that junior and senior group that you've got on the squad?
Yeah, so Trey's on the varsity team. He's actually practicing two-a-days this week with the JV in the morning and the varsity in the afternoon, and we're playing it by ear with him to see where he fits in. He's been doing a great job, and he's a freshman that's very vocal in a positive way, that he's not afraid to pump everybody up. He doesn't seem intimidated at all by playing with the varsity guys, and vice versa. The rest of the team, the juniors and seniors, have taken him in and just treated him like a normal varsity guy. So I feel like they all fit in well together.
Good information to know. And just kind of looking at the schedule, you guys will have some challenges this year as you know, kind of work some of these things out. I know one thing we've talked about in practices is you guys are working to figure out kind of what the team is going to look like as far as starters and things like that. And early in the season, you get a couple of games to figure that out, and then you really hit the ground running. I know there's a stretch there right before Christmas break. You got Norwalk, Des Moines Christian, Grandview Christian, some teams that traditionally have been really strong. When you look at the schedule this year, what's kind of the goal that you have set out for this team and playing against a stout schedule?
Well, we're used to a stout schedule, so that's kind of the norm for us. And the kids understand that the schedule is never going to be easy. But the message we're sending them is we're more worried about what we're doing. We're more worried about giving great effort no matter who we're playing, and we're doing that by instituting that in practice every day. That, you know, every drill we do is game speed, and everything we do is at 100% level. So I've told them the first day of practice, one of my least favorite things to say in practice is we're going to go through this or we're going to walk through this or we're going to play token defense. I just hate that. I know there's times where you have to do it, but that's not the way I'm built. I want to be going 100% all the time. And our kids understand that. And so, especially early in the season, I would say through up to the Christmas break, we're really just focused on what we're doing and working on executing things on both ends of the floor the way we want to our standards. And then the scoreboard will take care of itself.
Absolutely right. It will. And looking after Christmas break, because you kind of alluded to that before Christmas break stretch, after Christmas break, you really dive into the heart of conference play. I know there'll be some non-conference games mixed in there, but, you know, you think about the Little Hawkeye Conference and just how difficult it could be. I mean, you think of two matchups with Pella in there, Dallas Center Grimes, Indianola, some teams like that as well. When you look at matchups like that and just trying to navigate through the Little Hawkeye Conference, how much does that prepare you for where you want to go later in the season and those aspirations of trying to get to now, I guess, the Casey Center in Des Moines?
Right. So my feeling is there's three main parts to the season, right? Before Christmas, after Christmas, and then tournaments. And then before Christmas sometimes seems like it's a grind because you're practicing more and playing fewer games, and it's a couple weeks here before we play a game. But so there's that grind, and then you get into you hit Christmas break, and then after that it just seems to fly by, where it's a lot of games and not as much practice. And our focus is always going to be on what we're doing. Okay, there's always going to be tough games, we know that. But our focus is always going to be, what are we doing well and what do we need to improve on to just play the game we need to play. And then when we get to tournaments, we feel like our schedule has prepared us to be successful in tournaments. So it's more about the process during the year and not so much about who we're playing, the process of just getting better every day and making sure that we're progressing as the season progresses.
Good to know there. And when you talk about goals, you mentioned just focusing on what you guys want to do when you kind of set out what it is that you guys want to do this year and what you're going to look like. I know we're still early on in the process, but what are some personal goals that maybe you have or some goals that this team has for what they want to accomplish on the court this season? Maybe not necessarily within the results, but just what the team wants to kind of achieve this season.
Well, that's a good question. We haven't really talked about that. I don't have an idea what's in their mind as far as end of season goals. And like I said, I don't really think that way. As far as, hey, I want to finish third in the conference, or I want to do this or that. In my mind, I look at our schedule and I think I want to win every game, and that's our mindset. We're going to go into every game that we're going to win that game. And we're going to prepare ahead of time to make sure we're in a position to do that. So I don't look at our schedule and think, okay, I'm fine with finishing third in conference. That's not fine to me. Not at this point. Not where I sit right now. I want to win every game, because I don't want to look at the schedule and say I'm okay losing that game or I'm okay losing that game, because I'm not. All right? And I don't want our players to think that way either, that, hey, we got a tough schedule, so it's okay if we lose a game here and there. Well, it's only okay if we lose, if we played our best game and we still got beat by a better team. That, in my mind, that's the only time it's acceptable to lose. So we have to make sure that we have the mindset that we're going to battle our hearts out every single game. And if we lose, we lost because we just got beat by a better team.
I love that perspective. That's a refreshing perspective to hear. And, you know, Coach Van White, can't wait for your number one to get kicked off here against Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. We wish you the best of luck in preparation for that game and looking forward to our first official conversation on the radio after that game. But looking forward to that opportunity and this season.
Well, thank you, Tyler. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. That was Marv Van Wyk, head coach of the Pella Christian Boys basketball team, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.